DFS Christmas break right now around the Sportsline DFS podcast. We are one day away from opening day. We are 1 week away from the Masters. But first, we have the PGA Tour and the Houston Open live from the Golf Club of Houston. I'm Heath Cummings, joined by Mike McClure, who's much closer to Houston than I am. You looking forward to this tournament, Mike?
I'm looking forward to the tournament. It's a lot of rain right now here in Texas, but I think it's going to clear up and be fine for the golf here. This is always an interesting tournament as it's the one that leads into the Masters. And, you know, you got a few big names that play it. A lot of big names sit it out in preparation for the Masters. And then you've got some of the other guys that are not big names that are trying to pick up this win, because winning this event also gets you into the Masters field.
Now, let's be clear. You are in Austin. The tournament's in Houston. A lot of rain this week in Texas. Texas is like the size of 10 states combined. If there was rain over all of Texas, we would have a problem.
There is rain pretty much all over Texas over the last 24 hours.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, start building the boat. Justin Rose, Ricky Fowler are the favorites this week at 10-1 odds. Are either of them your favorite, though?
Not really. So this event is typically one where I'm not really interested in paying up for the real big names here. Just because it's, you know, it's their final tune-up for the Masters. If things aren't going well at all, you know, it's very common to see one of these players just simply withdraw from the event. You know, really just they're doing it to kind of stay loose. But they're really focused on the Masters and getting prepped for that. But if I had to pick one, I think you'd have to look towards Ricky Fowler. He does have three top 10 finishes in the last 4 years at this event. And I will say some of that's probably due to the fact that, you know, some of the bigger names like Dustin Johnson, Rory McIlroy, some of those guys don't play this event. So this field is a little softer than a normal top tier event.
Kind of like the ground will be softer because it's been raining so much. That was terrible. Okay, so Jordan Spieth and Phil Mickelson and Henrik Stenson all at 12-1, and then nobody else with better odds than 25-1. Are you interested in playing any of those three? I mean, Mickelson's the cheapest at 10-2, but those are the next three in terms of cost.
I don't have a ton of interest. I mean, look, I think that Jordan Spieth's going to play better than he has either this week or next week at the Masters, but I don't love him at, you know, at the price point here. Looking at my lineups and stuff right now, I don't have a single golfer above $9,600 on DraftKings this week.
And that's Luke List there at $9,600. I do think the interesting thing with Spieth is he is somebody that still has something he needs to work out. Like he has got to try to find the putting stroke, and he may need four rounds to do it.
Yeah, he definitely has got to figure that out. One thing I will say, this course has been relatively easy compared to some of the other courses on, you know, short putts, you know, talking like between, you know, 20 feet or less. So that's a good piece of news for him there, but you know, he does have a lot of things to work on, and that's what he's going to be using this week as. And that may mean that he may not be trying to win the event. He literally might be trying to work on certain different types of approach shots getting ready for Augusta. So I really don't have any interest in Jordan Spieth this week.
I do love the fact that I know they used to do the commercials, these guys are good, but like short putts are considered 20 feet and in. I'm thinking short putt is like a 2-footer, and sometimes I miss those. So what are you looking for at this golf course? I know the putting can be a little bit easier. What type of golfer are we looking for at the Houston Golf Club of Houston?
You know, it's kind of funny to say it out loud, but it's a we're looking for good golfers here.
Okay.
This is a relatively difficult course that's very similar to Augusta National, where they're going to be playing next week. It has four different par fives on this course. So once you have four par fives, you immediately want to look at par five scoring. And guys that are, you know, able to really birdie on those type of holes or better. So that's going to be the primary thing that I'm going to be looking at here. But I'm also going to be looking at strokes gained, you know, off the tee and on the approach shots. One thing about this event is the greens are very similar to Augusta. It's Bermuda greens. So that's probably why Spieth is like actually playing this one, and some of these other guys, they're going to be getting a real test similar to what they're going to see at Augusta. The only difference is in Texas, it's typically more windy than it's going to be there. So like I said, I look for Spieth and those guys to really be working around the greens and getting prepared for the Masters and really less focused on trying to win this event.
Now, you mentioned there are some golfers that need to win this tournament to get into the Masters. That kind of seems like the revenge game type narrative that I know Mike McClure is a big fan of. Are there any of those golfers that need a win this week that you think are going to give us a great performance because of that? Maybe good values.
I don't have a ton off the top of my head that I think are like legitimate shots to actually win it. But you know, there are several guys that are going to be trying for it. Now, I will say that some of the winners in the most recent years have been guys that have won this event to get into the Masters. So it is certainly possible, but I don't, you know, there's not a ton of guys so far this year that I'm really all over. I mean, the first one that I would give though is probably the guy that you mentioned, $9,600, Luke List. I think that this might be his week. He's one of my favorite golfers in this event. One thing that's interesting about him last week, on like the first round of the tournament, he broke the putter in the bag and he was putting with like a sand wedge for the rest of the tournament and still played pretty well. You know, he's like kind of like Spieth. He struggled with the putting, but I do think he's going to get it turned around here. And I think he's got a good shot to win this event.
Now, I can relate to that. I've broken multiple putters, thrown a few in the lake. I always used my 2-wood to putt with because it had the flatter face, but I can't imagine putting with a sand wedge. But mine were just out of anger, probably not the same thing that happened with him. So I have two golfers on my list. One of them we haven't even mentioned yet, but I just know that he's going to be. We've got Luke List. You just brought him up. And then Ches Reavy. Ches Reavy is the auto play at 7,300, I feel like. So who else do you like maybe in that $7,000 to $8,000 range? Because it looks like a pretty balanced week this week.
Yeah, it's definitely a balanced week. You're going to want to attack that mid-range. You know, and by not paying up for anyone over Luke List, you can look at guys like Matt Kuchar. I think Kuchar's one that is going to be one of the better golfers in this field. You know, he's already in the Masters field, obviously, but he's just so consistent in what he does. And, you know, knowing that, I think you're going to see at least one or two withdrawals at the top. I think Kuchar's a very good cash game play, even really nice tournament play, as I do think a top 10 is pretty likely for him here in this event. And then other cheaper guys, I like Thomas Peters. And then Tony Finau is another one that I think that we should be considering this week. I think that he's got some big upside in this event. Again, he is one that's already qualified for the Masters, doesn't have to do anything here. But, you know, the gap between guys like Fowler and Rose at this event and Finau is very slim.
Okay, so that puts us if we just go with the guys Mike brought up, Ches Reavy, Luke List, Matt Kuchar, Peters, Tony Finau, leaves us 7,500 for one golfer. Is that too many studs in one lineup, or is there a golfer in that $7,500 or less range that you'd feel comfortable having in the lineup this week?
Yeah, there are a couple guys that I like there. One guy, Dylan Fratelli, I think is a really good option at 7,400. Yeah, he's played pretty well. And again, this is a little bit weaker than normal field, so that's a good thing for him. And, you know, really any of those guys in there, Chris Kirk is fine, Scott Piercy, Lucas Glover down at 7,400. All of those guys have been very good and, again, should be benefiting from this being a weaker field where we think the top guys really may not be trying to win the event.
I'm going to trust your gut here and go with Fratelli. So the DraftKings lineup for the show, Reavy, List, Kuchar, Peters, Finau, Fratelli. And, of course, if you would like to get Mike's official lineup, you can go over to sportsline.com. You can use our promo code DFSPodcast, and you can get a money-winning lineup for just $1 for an entire month. And you're going to make enough in that first month to pay for the rest of your year subscription. We'll be back a little later today with NBA coverage. And, of course, tomorrow, baseball is back. We can't wait.